a Chinese sperm extraction machine, beavers rescue town from flooding, and more UFO sightings. Welcome to the Andy Lowe Show. I'm Andy Lowe, giving you all the conversations you never knew you needed to have. And in this episode of Weird World News, we're going to start off with the Chinese sperm extraction machine, and it's exactly how it sounds. Do you find yourself timid to take out your penis? Are you embarrassed to talk openly about masturbation? Would you feel under pressure with no stimuli, with your pants around your ankles and your balls swinging low? That's exactly why the Chinese sperm extraction was invented. It's for those men out there who are a bit timid to masturbate or try and get in the mood when they're trying to give a sperm donation. Over in China, they've invented this wonderful machine, which is about 4 foot high and about 2 foot wide, probably, with a bit of depth. And it's even got a viewing screen so you can choose the type of adult raunchy content to help get you in the mood. And what they've done is they've got a little hole at the front where you poke your peckerwood in. Supposedly, it mimics... This is graphic, guys. It's going to get graphic quite quickly. It mimics the warmth of a vagina, the moisture of a vagina, and the vaginal contractions that happen during sex to give a wholehearted experience. Now, there's some things to unpack here. This was invented because chaps are a bit timid to masturbate into a cup. Well, given that's not the most normal thing that you're ever going to hear, and I don't think that was part of the animal kingdom's plan. However, if you're in a sperm clinic and you're feeling a bit anxious about getting out your willy and giving it a five-knuckle shuffle, but you're not nervous about the 16-year-old, 18-year-old kid that comes knocking on your door saying, "Daddy," can you imagine a round table meeting of designing the perfect vagina for multiple different men? And different men are going to be using the same machine. They're going to stand there. They're going to walk up to it, hold on to it, stare at porn with their peckerwood inside this machine, gyrating them. I can't get my head around it. But they've built in a contraption because obviously technology is, you know, case dependent. It can have malfunctions. So there's an emergency button right on top, just in case something goes wrong. I don't know about you, but I would not be sticking my little lieutenant inside of a box and trusting it in any regard. It's going to be the new way they collect semen. This begs the question, though, how do they choose the semen? So when they walk into the sperm donation clinic, they sit down and they're presented with a lovely catalogue, and they have folders and folders of different chaps, and perhaps there's a little picture next to them of their height, their weight, their eye colour, their occupation, their IQ, and then the person gets to choose which one they want. Now, is there a different pricing scale for people with supposedly better attributes than another? Is there different prices that you pay for different semen, or is it just general overwash of whatever you like? I'm guessing there's no refunds if they do pick out one of the sperm and 16, 18 years later, they don't really get on with a kid and they hate his guts or her guts. There's no refunds there. If you do give sperm to a sperm donation clinic, and perhaps for 15, 20, 40 years time, you'll always be thinking, "Oh, I've got 16, 14 kids out there. I wonder what they're doing. I wonder who they are and what lives they're living." When actually, no one picked their semen, and after a couple of months, they just binned it from the catalogue because nobody wanted it. If you yourself are somewhat shy and timid and don't fancy getting your hands dirty, well, you know where to go. There's a lovely machine waiting for you in China at your dispense. From one beaver story to another, we have the organic beavers, which were reintroduced outside of North Yorkshire about 3 years ago. And since then, they've been incredibly busy and they've managed to build a 70 metre dam, which coincidentally saved the neighbouring town from complete and utter disaster by halting a potential hazardous flood. Oh, I want to do Weird World News, but I have to interject every now and again. Something a little bit wholesome, where we're not thinking about Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and Bill Gates and their maniacal plans to overthrow world government and conquer the world with new AI and technology that will shrink our minds and dwarf our lives. No, we're bringing it back to a small little story about beavers, which coincidentally saved 7,000 residents from this disaster. That in itself is a lovely little organic reminder of Mother Nature and about how rewild in England. And I don't know if you've been following, but there has been a growing trend of trying to introduce original animals into England, such as the wolf, the bison, the beaver. I think there's a lot to be said for getting back out there amongst nature, but not just amongst nature, but having those animals back in those hills, back in the range. What's not to love about a friendly little story about happy little beavers living their life with nothing but logs and sticks and branches and building a happy little dam where they can live out their days? Just wholesome. In my last episode of Peruse the News, I spoke about Meghan and Harry Markle and their amazing cameo in South Park. Well, I have a little update for you. It turns out that Harry and Meghan did actually watch it, or at least found out about what it was. So Meghan's been somewhat disgruntled, and she's in fact getting her lawyers involved against the makers, Matt Stone and Trey Parker, which I think is a bit... At this point, it's already out there, and everyone's already watched it. If Barbara Streisand can take the jokes South Park made about her and her nose, Harry and Meghan should just move on, show a bit of humility and a sense of humour, and it might even just cause that little needle, which is resting on complete twat, to move slightly over to stupidly annoying. Anyway, that's a little update of what's going on with them. The US and Canada are both investigating three unidentified flying objects in the last 3 days, some of which they have shot down. Could it be aliens? Could it be Chinese technology coming over? What could it be? Let's find out. There are so many theories in circulation at the moment about flying objects across all of North America. Some people think it's Chinese. But could it be? Would they bother to fly a drone all the way over to North America just to watch from the skies when they could type in on the internet, Google Maps, and have a complete layout of absolutely everything? And maybe it's the places that the government doesn't want Google Maps or whoever to know about. Maybe that's why they're doing it. Even then, it'd probably be easier just to ship a person from China and then have them find out, as opposed to fly little drones around everywhere. So that story I'm not quite buying. Okay, what about Canada? Why are so-called UFOs flying over there? Well, I mean, a lot of Canada, especially the northern regions, is uninhabitable. And I don't think that Canada and China have particularly loads of animosity towards each other. I can't see that being a thing. That leaves one thing left, guys. Bullshit news stories. Now, before I go out on a limb, and I'll say this probably just once, I'm not going to rule the fact that aliens don't exist, and I'm not going to say that UFOs haven't been around. But if they are aliens, why shoot them down? Is that like the worst greeting of all time? You fly around the cosmos, you pass through suns and stars, you finally enter the Milky Way, you see a tiny little blue-green planet, you go towards it, you get there, and what happens? They shoot you down immediately. You didn't even get to come off your flying saucer and give a little hello. Since post-COVID, I think anything's possible. If there were aliens, would anyone really be surprised? Would you really be bothered? We're on a massive rock spinning around at 40,000 miles an hour in a place we don't know which, in a system we don't know where. Goodness knows what's actually humanly possible. None of this makes sense. The more you think about it, then nothing makes sense. So for me, I think there could well be UFOs. Is it what they say it is now or hint at? I know. It used to be in the 70s, there was a lot of UFO reports and a lot of alien abductions. used to hear about that all the time. Obviously, wasn't born in the 70s, but I've heard subsequently since. And what would the aliens do? They would capture them, perform experiments on these people, and then do what? They would probe them. And where would they probe? Their anal, of course. You have the mind and the intelligence to travel through the space-time continuum. And what do you want to do when you get to Earth? You want to stick something up someone's bum. That, to me, sounds all too human silliness. So why are we hearing so much about these stories all of a sudden? This seems to be just rampant across mainstream media, when previously stories like this would be hush-hushed and dismissed, which only grew the conspiracy further. A lot of people seem to think that mainstream media is prepping the average bear to assimilate to the idea and the notion that UFOs are real and we in fact aren't alone in the universe. When, really, we can look at some of the smartest people that have ever existed, like Albert Einstein, Stephen Hawking, and people of a similar mind and nature in terms of science and thought. I think the common theme amongst them is that space is so big and so vast, it's almost inconceivable to believe we're the only ones. Einstein had the theory of 7 parallel universes all happening interchangeably at the same time, which means, of course, we're not alone. And who am I to judge? Maybe we're not. Maybe there's another me right out there doing exactly what I'm doing now. What do you think, though? Do you believe in aliens? Have you seen an alien? I don't know why I asked the seen an alien part. It's highly unlikely. But I'm going to ask it anyway. Have you seen an alien? I've been Andy Lowe. You've been great. This has been Weird World News. See you in the next episode.